Umstairfacer Al-Fadil, a Syrian mother of eight, gathers her bays, a leafy green vegetable, on the scrap of land she now inhabits outside Kilis in southern Turkey. This plant, which she will boil and feed to her children, is the only regular food her family has had since they fled government airstrikes a month ago. Umstev's family are among tens of thousands of Syrian refugees who have crossed into Turkey illegally. They spent their first 10 days here sleeping in a public park before finding this plot to rent, but their money has almost run out, and her sons cannot find work.
It's winter time and we don't know anybody here. That's why we can't find work.
She says she and her family miss home.
I wish we could just wake up tomorrow and go back to Syria. Syria is so beautiful.
Umstev's son-in-law, Ahmed Nasif, arrived in Turkey a few days ago after his children narrowly escaped an air raid. He said without a house or a job, he has no idea how he's going to look after them.
We don't have residence cards, so we only get a tiny bit of help. We hardly get any supplies here.
The plight of these refugees does not seem to improve with time. Ahmed Mustafa, a tailor, fled Syria 7 months ago. His family of 11 now live in two rooms above a stable, but he says they could be evicted at any time. Ahmed's children spent last winter without shoes, and none of them has a school to attend.
How do you think my life is now? I have 8 children and I lost my entire house. It's completely destroyed. There isn't even a glass left there to drink water from.
Turkey, with the support of UNHCR, is opening 10 coordination centers to register undocumented Syrians and distribute aid. So far it has processed 50,000 people, but an additional 150,000 remain unregistered. Patrick Wells, VOA News, Kilis, southern Turkey.